As Pope Francis' airplane approached, President Barack Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, and their family were on hand at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington to welcome the head of the Roman Catholic Church to the United States. A crowd of 1,000 selected ticket holders gave the pontiff an enthusiastic welcome. Earlier Tuesday, hundreds of low-wage workers at the U.S. Capitol walked off their jobs and rallied at a nearby Catholic church. They said they may be invisible to the powerful lawmakers they serve every day, but they know they deserve a better life. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was at the church to support them.
Today, as we welcome Pope Francis to the United States and the U.S. Capitol, I hope that every member of Congress and the President will heed his call for social and economic justice.
One of the service workers is struggling, even though he has a job in the Senate cafeteria.
And homeless, sleeping on the street, you know, every day. You know, I was literally on the streets because we weren't making any money. I didn't have a livable wage, you know. And like I said, the few dollars that I did make in order for me to keep my hygiene up because I work in food service.
Worker Charles Gladden says this pope gives him new hope.
I'm saying he's more adamant at speaking about the low-income people, speaking about social injustice, how he speak about the necessary thing that touches the little man.
One of Gladden's colleagues says she works two jobs, 70 hours a week, and that tough schedule likely caused her to lose her son at his birth. She hopes lawmakers listen to the Pope's message.
Hopefully, you know, they find it deep down inside that we got to pay our workers living wages. Nobody should have to suffer or go through what I've been through.
Inside the Capitol, Republican Senator John Thune said Pope Francis may have some different opinions on economics.
We hope that he can take away from visiting our country for the first time and recognizing that free enterprise is the greatest anti-poverty force that the world has ever seen.
There is no word on whether Pope Francis will directly respond to the Capitol workers' letter. But he is expected to address the issue of income equality when he speaks to Congress Thursday.